Also, very close to Sparta, to the downtown of the city of Sparta, was a temple dedicated to Artemis or Thea. And the masks that we have that come from here are really quite unlike anything that we get in the rest of the Greek world, but show a tradition of working in terracotta and the plastic arts that again is quite lively, quite sophisticated, and quite individual in its style in Sparta in the 6th century. And then there is another piece of evidence. I feel sort of closely associated to this because you see it so rarely in books, but I saw these for the first time in the Spartan Museum a few years ago. There are funeral stelae. These are grave markers which are put up over the graves of dead men and women. And the scenes that they depict are scenes that you would not call typically Spartan, if you think of that in its English sense. The funeral steles show men and women sitting quietly, hand in hand, obviously examples of very companionable marriages. And that warlike quality and that suppression of emotion that we associate with Sparta, these are really quite absent from these funeral markers. So, in many respects then, up until the 6th century, Sparta is very much unlike what our traditional view of Sparta is. It's an open society, and I think one that's artistically extremely vigorous. Well, the question then arises, quite simply, what happened? Why did Sparta take such a different trajectory in the rest of its history? The answer lies in a series of wars, the chronology of which is very complicated, and I'm certainly not going to deal with those issues in this lecture, but a series of wars that took place beginning in the 8th century, the late 8th century, and going on through the 7th century, when Sparta was embroiled in wars with the region that lies immediately to the west, the region of Messenia. These wars culminated in the subjugation of the entire Messenian population around the period 650 to 600 BC. Now, the Greeks, as we know, fought wars endlessly with each other. And in virtually every Greek war, the outcome was that whichever side was victorious held the field of battle and then retreated, and some form of negotiated settlement took place thereafter. In particularly brutal instances during the Peloponnesian War, states might end up being ransacked with the men killed and the women sold in slavery. But in the case of the Spartan victory in the war, in the Messenian Wars, we have a very different result, virtually unparalleled in Greek history. And that is, the Spartans appropriated Messenian territory. They simply took it over. What happened to the Messenians? The Messenians became a subject population. You can call them either slaves or serfs, depending on your choice of words. The Greek term that expresses their status is helot. A subject population, then, the indigenous inhabitants of the area of Messenia west of Sparta, many of whom stayed on the very land where they had been born and grown up, but the land now owned by Spartans, and the original owners reduced to a subject population who worked the land on behalf of their Spartan overlords. This conquest of Messenia, in my opinion, constitutes the defining episode in Spartan history. While most other Greek states engaged in warfare and colonization, the Spartans, in a sense, internally colonized the Peloponnese by making this territory Spartan. By incorporating Messenia within the area of their direct control, they made themselves the masters of a vastly larger subject population. And it is that brutal reality which will define much of what develops in Spartan history afterwards. Quite simply, the Spartans, and the Spartans are an elite group within their own region, the Spartans are afraid of this helot population. And for the rest of their history, they must essentially live as a minority group of slave owners surrounded by a vastly larger slave population. I think we get some idea of what the effect of this must have been like and what the tensions in Sparta must have been in an episode that takes place and is recounted by Herodotus, when a Spartan by the name of Cynodon is about to lead a revolt in Sparta, and the revolt is reported to the Spartan officials, who then call him in for an interview. And in the course of this interview, the Spartan officials say to him, how many people are involved in this? How many people are actually ready to kill the Spartans and to take part in this revolt?